It is Wednesday time once again for our time with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Parenting Moments, we call it. And Kimberly, we get into July. New topic. What are we looking at?
Well, we are going to do a summer survival kit for parents. Now, I know it's only the beginning of summer, but I'm hoping parents can tuck these tools and ideas away so that as the summer continues on, that when their patience wanes, that they're remembering some of these survival tips, and we'll carry on the same topic in August as well.
So summer survival tip number one, what are we looking at?
All right. Well, I was reading a really interesting blog recently by Sarah McLaughlin, and in it she quotes one of the lines from One Republic song, Counting Stars, and it says, "I don't think the world is sold on just doing what we're told." And she recently said that this was her song of the month because for her, we really, when we think about it, do you want to be told what to do? And most of us would say, no, of course not. But at the same time, sometimes you need to follow the directions of others. So do you often need your kids to follow directions? Absolutely. But here's the thing. And we've had these discussions before, Les, but the old way of getting kids to do what they're told are rooted in fear and shame. So demand, command, spank, yell, use timeouts, take away privileges, and impose other consequences. And Sarah McLaughlin says she gets it. Modern parents are in a bind. Our culture's views of children thus far have evolved from a model where children were once useful commodities who helped out with the family farm or business, but things now have changed. Jennifer Senior, author of All Joy and No Fun, calls modern children economically worthless but emotionally priceless. And yet children are still not viewed or valued as whole people. Despite many cultures shifting, we have not come very far yet in wanting children to be seen and not heard. So here is some good advice as you start the summer with your kids, is that generally speaking, people approach parenting from a perspective of just wanting to control children's behavior. And I really would like parents to think about that it's so much bigger than that. Here's what you want to remember and never forget. Number one, children are immature humans and are doing the very best job they can to manage their behavior, emotions, and whole selves given their developmental stage. Number two, children's development unfolds in a fairly predictable manner. Many undesirable behaviors will cease all on their own. If parents can enforce safety in a dispassionate manner, acknowledge a child's experience while staying emotionally connected with their child and offering guidance. Bottom line is that you and I want to do that, right? We want to raise loving, kind, compassionate, helpful, and respectful human beings who can exhibit self-control and emotional regulation. And so here's summer survival tip number one, Les. Then that's exactly who we have to be. Loving, kind, compassionate, helpful, respectful, and full of self-control.
Good stuff. We're talking with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Kimberly, how can people get in touch with you to get more help in this area?
All right. Well, we have our website. That's probably the easiest place for people to go, at eckertcenter.com. They can check out the variety of services. And in particular, we have a promotion over the summer for families who want to engage in our coaching services, whether that's through our brain training programs, academic coaching, or social skills coaching for their kids. And this is for the summer. The promotion code is EQUIP. So we would like to equip your kids. You can send us an email with the word EQUIP, and you're eligible for 2 hours of new coaching services. That would be free. Again, we have a limited number of spots, but we're here and available throughout the summer to help families who want to, again, equip their kids. So promo code EQUIP.
And how's your book club going?
It's so good, and we're doing a fantastic one this fall on the growth mindset and Carol Dweck's work. So again, if parents are interested in joining book clubs or getting involved in counseling or coaching services, they can certainly give us an email at eckertcenter.com.